Hey, hey, all you Arizona lovers. This is the Finding Arizona podcast, episode number 398. I want to say thank you to all of you watching and listening right now. I should probably also introduce this as a ciao bella. This episode is with Chef Joey, and this is one of those episodes that I hope that you guys really enjoy. I had a blast doing this, and not only that, I ate good, but the conversation was so much better. He is an incredible tour de force of just conversation, energy, everything that he has done. His stories are so amazing. I hope you guys really enjoy this episode. I very much had a blast. Chef Joey, if I could ever meet you again or enjoy your presence again, I would be happy to sit down and conversate with you more and become hopefully a close friend of yours, because I really do think that he's an incredible individual. I think that he's very fun and fun loving. He's a family man on top of everything else. And it's just one of those things where it's like, it reminds me of growing up on the East Coast and just the guys that I grew up around, that Italian lifestyle, that Italian family, sense of family, and just overall the kind of the way that they speak, the way it's fast paced. You got to catch up to them. It's just really fun for me to just be in that presence once more. So this episode is with Chef Joey. We are going to go over all the restaurants that he owns. He has more than one, and we are sitting inside one of those restaurants. I'm just gonna just give you the synopsis of that, and then I hope you guys will click on the links in the bio below so that you can stay connected with Chef Joey and all of his restaurants and become a patron of his, of all of them, because I want you to go check them out. So that will lead into our business. You can hear every episode of our podcast at FindingArizonaPodcast.com. We make it easy for you guys to connect with us through social media, everything under Finding Arizona Podcast. I assume if you just type in or Google Finding Arizona Podcast, you will find a lot about us, and you will find all the things that you need from that. And then YouTube.com/FindingArizonaPodcast if you want to go check out the vlog, which is a little bit more of the family side. We have been working very hard behind the scenes. We have finished episode number 400 recording. I am in the process of getting that worked up, but today's episode is 398. We are two away. I'm very excited, and I'm very humbled at the fact that we have gotten this far, and we're keep on chugging. So if you want to stay apart with us, you can click like and subscribe to all of those pieces. But if you want to actually work with us, we have a place for you to go do so. That is called The Found House, and you can find that out through our website. I hope that you guys are encouraged to work with us, because we've tried our very best to make sure that the storytelling is the important part and your voices are being heard. And that will conclude my little tidbit about that, because you've probably heard it on previous episodes. So if you want to work with us, you want to do something with us, please go look us up at The Found House, or send us an email at findingarizonapodcast@gmail.com. I am so ecstatic about what's been going on. We have a family friend in town today, so we are doing a lot of family things. And if you know anything about Phoenix, there's a lot to do during the spring and later fall months, because everything's cooler, everything's really nice this time of year. So we're doing spring training this weekend, and we're also going to be hopefully doing another sports activity. Go Suns! So I hope that you guys will join us on our own social media platforms for Brittany and I, and our little guy you'll see in there as well. So all in all to say is that we're doing a lot of things, we're working on a lot of things, and we are just being a presence to our son. And that's pretty much what's going on with the family part, if anyone was ever asking. But I just really love telling about that part, because it is very much an important aspect of family work-life balance. And for those of you out there who are entrepreneurs, you can do it. I know you can. I believe in you, and hopefully you will also connect with us on that level as well. That being said, let's just jump into this episode. Episode number 398 with my favorite Chef Joey. I will see you next time, and always kisses, hugs, and belly rubs to our four-legged friends. See y'all. Score big with SeatGeek. Whether it's concerts, sports, or live events, SeatGeek has you covered. Use code FINDINGARIZONA to get a fantastic $20 discount on your SeatGeek tickets. Catch your favorite live events hassle-free with extra savings. Visit SeatGeek.com and make every experience unforgettable.
Wow. Welcome back, everybody, to the Finding Arizona podcast. I'm your host, Jose, and as always, we get to interview great guests every week. And today, I want to introduce you to Chef Joey here, and we're here at the Rosticceria.
Rosticceria. Yeah,
I'm going to teach him how to say
Rosticceria.
I appreciate it. And I'm very excited because you remind me of a lot of the guys that I grew up with over on the East Coast.
Are they still in jail?
No.
We're okay.
Luckily, none of them have made it there yet, but I'm very excited to at least get to know you a little bit more.
Pleasure is mine.
I really do appreciate it. And so we're going to ask you the questions and we're going to get to know you a little bit
better. Awesome. I love it.
A little bit of the business as well. So I'll ask you the question that we ask everyone. Is give us a little bit of the origin story. Yeah. I already know a little bit, and I'm very excited to hear about your father because I know this is a family kind of dynamic and how it grows into that, but I want to hear a little bit more.
Of course. You know, we started when my father opened Tommaso's in the Valley in 1977, and we closed it last year. We're rebirthing it across the street.
Yes.
I'll be opening called Macetto's, and so it's kind of my take on a Tommaso's in the new year since he passed. And but, you know, he's instilled with us since we were kids, my sister and myself, that – you enjoy the moment at the table.
Yeah.
Everything you do in life is chaos. But as soon as you get here, you enjoy good food, you have a nice drink, and you talk to a wonderful person, and you enjoy yourself. And so we always had that in us, and I followed in his footsteps. I hated school. I wanted to cook. It's all I wanted to do. And so at 16, I started cooking.
Yeah.
And then by 18, I said, hey, I'm pretty good at this. You know, let's see if I can make a career. And I went to culinary school, and I moved to Arizona and worked with my dad for many years at his restaurants. Yeah. And he opened over close to 40 restaurants.
Wow.
And so I was in the luxury of opening restaurants with him and seeing his passion and love for food and what it brings to the restaurant business. And I wanted that. You know, this man used to make something, go to a table, and everyone used to light up. I'm like, oh, man, how do I do that? You know,
exactly,
I'm
going to do this. Exactly.
So I learned that art. And, you know, it's a passion. I love it. I love creating. But I've always been the black sheep. You know, I had they stuck with Italian, and I've done it all. You know,
I've created.
So I had a barbecue chain in California.
Okay.
I have a Mexican restaurant here that does very, very well. We're turning that into 2-3 units. And then Rosticceria and Sicilian Butcher. I still have some of my roots, but we always remember one thing, Italian hospitality.
I love it.
We teach it at the Mexican restaurant. We teach it everywhere. My trainer, Chris, what do you teach? Italian hospitality. What does that mean? That means that we want you to feel at home.
Exactly.
We want you to forget all the crap you deal with and enjoy the moment. And that's what we teach.
I love it. And that means a lot to me because it just shows a little bit about, again, what you bring into the culture of your restaurants. And that means a lot to me as well because it reminds me of home. It reminds me of the guys that I go to their homes, their mom's cooking, all of that, and just how they
love
it. Yeah, it's the best. It's the best feeling. I want to know a little bit more about your dad and just give me one thing that he first taught you that stuck with you for the longest time.
You know, he taught me passion. And I know it sounds kind of cliche, but that man, he loved the restaurant business.
Yeah.
He loved food. He loved to do something in the kitchen and watch someone smile.
Yes.
And that was the passion of it all. But
he
never forgot his roots. You know, he was an Italian man, came from Sicily, made the American dream. And that was one of the things, the biggest lesson to me was never forget where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
And with him, that's where it all was, you know.
I love that because, again, one thing that we talked about off air is just when you walk into this place, you have a picture of your father.
Yeah.
And just something about it is just, you can see, one, you can see the facial recognition of you and the hairline and everything like that. But it's two, it's that residence of legacy and just what he was. You could see it in his face, how passionate he was about doing certain things around the farm, doing certain things with the land, cultivating it.
Yeah,
and you could see that bleed through into the food.
He loved it. You know, we say all the time, you know, if this man could come from Sicily to America by himself, and his father died, my grandfather died very young, came to America with no money and made the American dream, we can get up every day and do it here and do it right.
Exactly,
you know? And that's what we kind of keep every day.
Love that.
Yeah.
Why do you think that you chose to go outside of just doing Italian? What was that first inkling of like, I want to try something different?
Yeah, you know, I'm a creator. I'm a big brain full of like creation and ideas. And I see something, I want to do that, but my way, or I want to just be my own person.
Got it.
You know, I've always been loud, out of the box, crazy. And so I started building my brands that way, you know, Hash Kitchen and loud in your face brunch and, you know, the Italian and Rome themes, but it's who I am. And so I don't want to be in a box. You know, I mean, Italian food's been created. I want to leave my own mark. My dad left his legacy.
Yeah.
And I want to take that to the next level and leave mine. you know?
Yeah, that is, yeah. That is, I mean, it means a lot to a lot of people because one, you're stepping outside of something that you may be comfortable with, but it's also giving opportunities for others to come aboard and really
absolutely
have, you know, educate not only yourself, but the staff as well and everyone along that's going along for the ride. What was the, give us like why you chose the first one outside of the Italian, like what was the first food and why you chose
You know what? I think it really, my father was such a dominant Italian chef. You know, he was James Beard winning. He was, you name it, he's done it as a chef. And I think if I stayed just Italian, I would always be Tommaso's son, which was an honor.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it that way. But then when you do your own thing, it's kind of like, oh, wait, he can actually do it. You know, he cooks. So I think when we did that and I started a barbecue chain, my dad's like, what are you, nuts? Like, what is this? And it was packed and I opened 9 of them and it was chaos and crazy. And I was like, damn, this kid can do it. And then I started getting excited, like Mexican brunch. And, you know, as a chef, you sit in four walls, you get stagnant.
Yeah.
As you open your eyes and do different things, it becomes fun and creative. And that's why I do this, is to create.
I want to say too, it's like there's something about, you know, the routine of doing the same thing that gives you a chance to also, it's like once you've perfected it, gives you a chance to daydream about
exactly.
the next thing.
The next thing, and that's and what I do. Yeah. My wife, my family, you know, she does all the decor. She's beautiful, my wife, Christina. But she always thinks, are you nuts? Are you done? No, I want to go to the next. I want to go crazy. And just how do we keep going bigger and better?
Yeah. So you have a family, right? Yes, and you have this beautiful family. And just one of the things that comes up is just how much you are a father figure to your kids and things like that. I'm a father myself as well. You know, have you ever thought about doing like more of a, I don't know, like a cookie shop or something dessert friendly?
You know what? My son is, I have three beautiful kids. Juliana's 23, graduating college. She wants to be a psychologist. She wants to help me, apparently. My little one.
She said, my dad is super,
what am I going to do? Beautiful girl. My daughter, Melina's going to graduate high school, 18. She wants to do interior design, which would be amazing.
That'd be awesome.
And my son, Tommaso, 20, wants to be in this business.
Oh.
So we're trying to create something, like you said. He wants to do like a coffee pastry concept, more for everybody type of concept. And so we're working on that now.
Oh my gosh, that's really great. Yeah. And it's a wonderful that each of them chose something that they, one that is somewhat related to coming back to dad.
of course, I want to help you out
in some way.
You know, I tell them, learn the restaurant business, but it's not for everybody. You know, if you want to take my road, it's here. If you don't, I'm okay with it. Everyone has their own path, but don't forget where we all started. Yeah. And so learn the business and understand it.
I just, again, it's like this huge family legacy, not only for yourself, but for those that, you know, your future kids and your grandkids in the future. I hope that if they do hear this in the future, what's one thing that you want them to just kind of keep remembering? Is it the same thing that your dad taught you?
For me, it would be, you know, my dad taught me, you know, work hard. Nothing's given to you. Be honest. Be a great man. If you stick with that in life, I think you'd be good no matter what you do.
Yeah.
You know, you just work hard and be a good person and everything will come your way.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you brought up the fact that you are now traveling a little bit to here and there to open up some new stuff. Can you give us a little preview?
Yeah,
of course.
I would love to.
What's to come?
You know, as a chef, your dream is to always have a household name as a brand. And the Hash Kitchen is that for me.
Yeah.
It's really launching. We have 8 in the Valley and we're opening 16 out of state.
Oh, wow.
So we're doing Texas, Vegas, Nashville, Orlando, and I'm missing one, and Utah we just opened. Okay. So they're infilling all those areas. So I travel back and forth. And Butcher now, Sicilian Butcher, is doing some in those states.
Yeah.
They're really fun. But it's something that's so unique because, you know, you do one or two in Arizona, you start getting a following.
Yeah.
And people start knowing you, 3, 4, okay, now you're at the spot.
Yeah.
You go to state, who are you?
Who are you?
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's starting to see like, wow, like we opened in Utah. They don't drink. It's a big Mormon community. I was a little concerned. So we turned our Bloody Mary bar into a build-your-own-donut bar.
Okay.
It is crushing it. Like,
nice.
Hash in Utah is killing it. It's fun. And people are starting to say, oh, we remember you from Phoenix or Scottsdale.
Yeah.
And it's fun. So it's super exciting as a chef to see a brand of yours grow. But it's very hard to go in and out of all these states and find the right people. And the reason I never did it was I want consistency. I want the food to be spectacular. I'm a chef first guy.
Yeah.
And so food has to be amazing. And that becomes very hard as you open 8, 16, 20, you know, in other states.
Yeah.
So it's fun. I partnered with a huge PE firm, the Savory Group, which gets multi-unit out of state.
Yeah.
And they bring a lot of that infrastructure that helps that.
Yeah,
you know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
So that being said, it's like, what if you are going to these different states and, you know, you want to make sure that it's consistent, What are some of the things that you want most for your, you know, employees or, yeah, you know, for those other regions?
Yeah, you know, just to keep the vibe the way it started. That's what my role really is. And my wife's role is, you know, we created Hash Kitchen to be fun, out of the box, and just amazing.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose any of those steps as you grow.
Yeah.
And so we, a lot of training, they bring a lot of people in town and we work with them and we train them and teach them the culture of fun, because it's one thing when you go work with someone that you don't know.
Yeah.
It's another when I'm in the kitchen with you, we're having a good time, we're talking about food, passion, excitement, and now it's fun, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we want to keep that going, which is making it a little tough, but we'll get there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I have no doubt, yeah, because just the way that you go about things and just from talking to you for these, yeah, last couple of minutes, I have like, I want to go to all of them.
Let's go. Let's go. Come on, baby. Let's go.
How about going back to your roots and just kind of like, is there ever a hope or idea to go back to Italy and like open up something over there? Like maybe something really,
yeah,
small.
Yeah. You know, my sister and I, you know, our father passed. We have a big, he had a winery there and he has an olive plantation. So we expanded the olive plantation. So the dream is to make that a full force, you know, olive where we bring in our bottles and,
yeah,
bring them to the States. Business in Italy is not like it used to be. You know, yeah, I mean, it's amazing for tourists, but to do business there is tough.
Yeah.
We have a home there. We go twice a year. We love it and the culture and everything about it. But we, you know, we're in the greatest country there is. It's hard to leave.
Yes.
You know, it's amazing. So,
I mean, yeah, just in a sense of like, I grew up here in Arizona. Yeah. And that's my culture is Native American. And just being that, you know, there's a somewhat of an idea of like homeland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that,
so this is it.
This is, yeah, it. And so I love that when people get attached to their roots and just the culture in general,
yeah,
there's that sense of like wanting to go back and
of course,
wanting,
yeah,
to provide that.
Yeah.
And I think you are doing that with the olives,
yeah,
and with the,
and
with
we'll always go back 2 or 3 times a year. I still get a lot of family there and we enjoy it. And, yeah, you know, it's the most beautiful place, but you know, we're rooted here now. So, yeah, it's,
do you have that sense of like rootedness because of like some of the, like, let's talk about the Mexican restaurant, mm-hmm, and just why you chose that. Was that, yeah, something that came across from being here in Arizona for so long?
No, you know, I was in California for 20 years.
Okay.
In and out of Arizona, 20 years there. And that's where it really hit me, like Mexican cuisine. And whenever I would cook in a kitchen, you had a family meal with the guys.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want Italian again. We're cooking Italian all day. Yeah. So they would make these amazing, you know, Spanish, Mexican dishes, you name it. And, yeah, I was like, dang. And then we used to go to Tijuana all the time and hang out in all those areas. I'm like, I really like this, you know, margaritas, tequila, food. And there's a sexy way of making Mexican food or Latin food. And
okay,
I like that.
Yes.
You know, there's still the great California burrito or carne asada, yeah, burrito, of course.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's fun. But there's a sexy part that we try to do at Mexicano that, you know, it's a higher quality of ingredient and,
yeah,
flavor. And really the way that it's, you know, I created the menu and we created the recipes. And then I have a phenomenal executive chef, Ferencio, who was born in Mexico, which,
okay,
was born with these flavors. And,
yeah,
so he brought a lot of that to the, because I don't want to change what it was, the way it was supposed to be.
Yes.
You know, I want to make it the way that it is rooted, the way, yeah, that it's supposed to be. And like we do with Italian food, the, yeah, same way.
You know? I love that. So, yeah, you have this wide ranging of stories and people,
yes,
that you've come across.
Yes.
I just think that that's so beautiful that you've taken on some of these and allowed them to,
yeah,
kind of grow and be more,
oh, I love it,
more your style,
yeah,
and more,
yeah,
of that. Is there something that you haven't touched that you're looking to, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you're the bakery side. Like,
the,
you
bakery's
know, your
fun.
Son and stuff. Like,
yeah,
that's French,
I did
French style.
More French style.
Yeah.
I have a phenomenal pastry chef. His name is Theory, a French guy.
Okay.
And, like, we tease each other. I tell him the French started cooking, the Italians perfected it. But the reality is French cooking. I mean, this guy can cook pastries. And we'll let him incorporate, you know, his,
yeah,
ideas to it. But, you know, I'm going back. I'm opening Italiano, which is a newer Italian concept on Shea,
yeah,
that will open May, June. Mm-hmm. That's going back to my roots. Very East Coast Italian, very,
nice, okay,
red sauce restaurant, very,
nice,
who I am.
Okay.
And so I'm really excited about that one. And then Macetto's, which is the new Tommaso's, high end, my dad's legacy,
yeah,
with me partnering with his legacy, let's call it. Really,
yeah,
doing this. So those two are probably my proudest chef moments coming,
okay,
up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very excited for both of those. And then I'm very excited for you in general, just to have
thank
this
you.
Kind of ongoing onslaught of just taking over the States one by,
yeah,
one. And
little by little. Little by little.
And clawing
little
at,
by little.
And it's going to be a great,
little.
It's going to be
you.
A great story for
thank
your kids, great story
that's
for
it.
Your grandkids.
I
want to
leave
like
them a legacy.
Exactly.
So that's why we're doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I usually like to get into kind of the what keeps you balanced because you're always going.
I always going.
What's your downtime?
My balance is my wife. And I've been married 25 years, the most beautiful woman in my eyes, and we have a great relationship. She balances me or keeps me in line, whichever way you want to call it.
Right
but,
there.
Yeah, that's keeps the same me in line. Yeah. Your wife, for sure. And you know how that is. But if you don't have the right person next to you, who are you? And so, you know, we do our downtime is hanging out with friends and family and dinners.
I can just
relaxing.
Imagine dinner at your house.
That's fun. That's like. We're going to invite you guys over. We'll have a blast.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it just seems like you have something that you're really, you dive deep in.
Yeah.
All your heart.
We're all in. Yeah. We're all in.
And so that means a lot to me because when I meet guys like you and you have that passion and still sounds like you have passion for it, it just, it makes my heart grow for the fact that you're in this state, you're in this, you know, business that you are in and you want to keep continuing forward.
I want to keep continuing. I love Arizona. It was the greatest move. We came back here 11 years ago. Best move I did. I love Arizona. Awesome. I love the people. I love that there's so much going on and it's, you know, everyone says Arizona's boring. There's nothing to do. They're nuts. Like, spend a season here. There's something going on.
There's always something going on.
It's fun. It's a foodie town. Yes. It's becoming an amazing area where there's great chefs and great restaurants. You know, I look at other restaurants as friends, not competition. So there's a lot of great ones and amazing people that are doing well for our community. So it's good.
It's really great. Yeah. So as we kind of reach towards the end of our conversation, I always like to push for the future.
Yeah.
I know you've already brought up a lot of the restaurant stuff, but just give us a little bit more of like goals or something that you're hoping to pull off for this year or next year.
You know, for the next couple of years, my goal, I have a cookbook launching in June.
Oh,
nice. So I did, it's called The Brunch King.
Okay.
Be sold everywhere. It's my first cookbook.
Nice.
Trying to work on the second one, which is an Italian one.
Okay.
Which would be more about family and driven and stuff.
Yeah.
And that was super exciting. And then we have the new restaurants that are opening that we talked about. But for a goal, I just enjoy family and life and just see what happens next. You know, you can't predict the future. As long as we're healthy, that's all that matters.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Well, I wish you nothing but
thank
the best
you, my
of
friend.
Luck.
Pleasure.
Thank you for allowing
thank
us
you.
To just sit here and talk
my
to you
pleasure.
A little bit.
My pleasure.
I hope that you can spout off a couple of addresses and like social media where they can find you. This is your chance to promote
of
100%
course.
You.
Listen, all you got to go to is Chef Joey Instagram and you'll find everything, period. All my restaurants, Sicilian Butcher, Hash Kitchen, The Mexicano, Rosticceria, and new ones coming. So we'll see you soon. They will be there waiting for you.
Absolutely. And remember, you can hear every episode of our podcast at findingarizonapodcast.com. We make it easy for you guys to connect with us social media. Finding Arizona Podcast under everything. Last but not least, we always say at the end of every episode that we do, kisses, hugs, and belly rubs to our four-legged friends, and we will see you next time. Bye, y'all.
It's so light, fluffy, it's so good.